Welcome to the Mayor's Memes podcast, hosted by Mayor
and Yitzchak.
As we always say, Mayor's Memes is more than a status, it's an experience. So another part of the awesome Mayor's Memes experience is this new fun podcast. On this podcast, we dive into the Jewish WhatsApp world to interview some of its influencers and uncover a little bit about their personalities.
Hello, Mayor's Memers. You probably know what a pre-episode recording it means. It means that the episode was a little glitchy. We had a little bit of glitching through the episode from someone's side. We're not exactly sure who. So just brace yourself. It was a great episode, though, so I'm sure you'll enjoy it, even if it's background music. And if you enjoy the background music when there's glitchy episodes, let us know, and we'll start doing that. Enjoy.
We are pleased to be joined on this episode of the Mayor's Memes podcast by Yitzchak Friedman. Yitzchak Friedman is an assistant rebbe at the Yeshiva of South Shore, working with special needs students, co-director of Kol HaTorah Kula, video editor for Production Seconds, runs Chat Attack, and a quotes what's the status on WhatsApp. How are you doing, Yitzchak?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. So we are once again joined by our amazing guest host.
Can I add in better co-host?
I like
sorry,
to just
sorry, it's hot, but better.
I think it's much better because we would have had two Yitzchaks on, which would have been
true. That would have been confusing.
So it would have been very.
You're welcome, it everyone.
It would have been very confusing. Also, we wanted to find out that someone once asked me this. Someone asked me like 3 weeks ago. Said, Mayor, why aren't you having all the extremely famous people on WhatsApp on? I said, because this is Mayor's Meet podcast, which is uncovering the depths of the Jewish WhatsApp world. So we are trying to the depths. So we have here found someone in the depths of the Jewish WhatsApp world, Yitzchak Friedman. So Yitzchak, we try to ask an icebreaker at the end of each interview.
Again, standard Mayor Meme podcast drills.
To get comfortable with the guest.
Yep.
So Yitzchak, if you could be an animal for a day, what would you be? And why?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would have to say the Leviathan because A, it was created from Isa Rishis. B, there's only one of them that's still living. And C, it you know, is the Leviathan, you know, the Mepharshim bring down that the Talmidim, that the Gedolim would be in the Sukkah Shel Leviathan, so there must be some Zechosim there, and, you know, who doesn't need that?
Yeah, let's hope it's not you the Sukkah's made out of.
So now that the crowd sees a little about your personality, that was clearly an interesting answer. Let's ask you. So, what's your life story? Where are you from? What have you done?
So, if you want to go back from the beginning, I was born in Yerushalayim. We moved to Austin, Texas, when I was two, and I currently live in Far Rockaway, yearning for the day that we move back to Eretz Yisrael because of lockdowns and stuff. Things keep getting pushed off and pushed off and pushed off, but hopefully Mashiach will come and we don't have to worry about that.
Wow. So what do you do now? How do you get to your current life?
So, currently a second grade assistant rebbe in Yeshiva South Shore, which is in Ulit, a very prominent school. I've been working in a special needs class.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it is. It's very rewarding. The kids are awesome, by the way. They're unbelievable. Great sense of humor also. I had a student once come over to me when it was snowing, and, you know, the kids are playing in the snow. And one kid is like, you know, youngsters these days, and I'm like, you're 8. So they definitely have a sense of humor, and it's definitely rewarding.
So yeah.
I love that.
How do you get into that?
It was more of a passion of mine. I always wanted to work special needs kids, and, you know, the Rabbanu Sholem makes everything happen. There's a Israeli expression and a Hebrew expression attributed to Rav Kook. Just going to paraphrase into English, although everything sounds better in Hebrew, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always Because Rahu always has the right, I'm going to modernize and paraphrase his expression. Well, the thing of a clip was basically, the Ribbono Shel Olam always has a plan and always makes everything come to fruition, and we just have to wait. And it basically, you and I will change the world, you and I will then all follow, but others have said it before me, but yet the Ribbono Shel Olam dictates what's going to happen. Others have said it before me, but in what way? And it's a very, very profound expression.
Yeah.
So, usually, what really was been out prominently is you in the Jewish WhatsApp world is you do part of Kol Tarkula and you edit.
Yeah.
So, how do you get into?
Could you explain? Wait, sorry. Could you quickly explain like what the Kol Tarkula WhatsApp status is?
So, I'll go into what I do for Sparks first because I would like to spend a lot on Kol Tarkula actually. And I know you guys had Eitan Berlin, so I could just paraphrase. My role in Sparks is very simple. Editing videos, making sure it has good background music and it fits to every speaker. It takes like an hour on average, and I try to bring out...
The background music is always very important. Everything.
And depending on the speaker, some speakers have a loud voice, some speakers have a low voice. Depending on different parts, so it's always important to get that correct, and that's probably what I spend the most on. I do also sometimes get their speakers, but I'm not really so active in that department. But yeah, it is definitely very rewarding. But on to Kol Tarkula. So, a little bit about me. I'm kind of in the middle of both the modern Orthodox world and the what you would call the more yeshivish world, but we're all connected as Jews, so I don't really like these boxes, but you know, Meaningful Minute, I would say it's similar to Meaningful Minute, but not. Meaningful Minute is very good for what they do. They were definitely the trend center, and you know, Kol Tarkula has the titles, but what all these broadcasts are trying to hit, the more, let's say, yeshivish, Muncie, Lakewood type crowd. Sparks also is very much trying to hit that. And also, we'll sometimes have Ralph Weinberger and, you know, these speakers who you would see on Meaningful Minute. You won't necessarily see Rav Herschel Schachter appear on a Meaningful Minute. You won't see Rabbi Ari Zatz appear for a Meaningful Minute. You won't see, until he was Nifter, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs appear on a Meaningful Minute or a Sparks and Second. So, and by the way, those are big names, and when we started out, although I wasn't there in the beginning, they started out as only audios. Now we're a mix of videos and audio. The videos 5 times a week, audios are Shabbos, but we currently have, I would say, around 4,000 to 5,000 subscribers.
Oh, wow.
Of course, the peak was during Corona, and, you know, it happens to be that a lot of our subscribers are from the not so modern world because they want to hear these unique names. Like today we sent out Shalom Rosner. Everyone in the modern Orthodox world knows who Rabbi Shalom Rosner is.
You're saying you're expanding, like you're somewhere like getting the shiurim out there.
We're trying to do something new, trying to get people exposed to a different taste while at the same time bringing Torah and Rishnios and speakers from Eretz Yisrael, speakers from America, like different, each speaker brings a different flavor with them. And although it may seem very similar to Meaningful Minute at first, once you listen to it and the flavor and the amazingness, and we actually just started posting quotes. I happen to have a quote status myself. But we started putting out quotes and branding it, and I actually, some of them were on my status today. And it's just an amazing, amazing project. We also have expanded. We recently started on Instagram, which is another platform, in addition to the Kol Tarkula WhatsApp broadcast. We have on Instagram where you have 30-second videos from different guys learning in Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael. And then we went and celebrities and musicians, whatnot. We actually just had a Kol Tarkula this past Sunday from Alex Clare. who is, I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he's just unbelievable. The way he speaks about his journey and the way he discusses Unasana Tokev and connecting it to Avraham Avinu is just mind-blowing. It's really such a zechus to have him, and such a zechus to have some sort of kasher with him. And you know, everything comes with word of mouth. This didn't happen overnight.
So did you, do you reach out to these people?
Some of it is me, some of it is the founder, Shlomo Hershey, and some of it is Danny Sibbs. I'm going to give him a shout out. Danny Sibbs is our social media director. So Danny Sibbs is the one who runs the Instagram project, and we just started Kohan Hashim. What is Kohan Hashim? So originally we had guys in yeshivot and Eretz Yisrael, girls in seminaries, post for the Instagram. And a bunch of these seminary girls are like, why don't we have our own platform on Instagram called Kohan Hashim? And they have been getting a lot of views out of that. Of course, there's more things to come. I'm not giving anything away, but just in a nutshell, wow, it's already been 10 minutes. Just in a nutshell, it's a really rewarding project, really something that has taken off to the point that I get messages from speakers. Can we be featured? When would you like a video?
Do you find that very rewarding?
Definitely.
That people are reaching out to you and like what you say?
Definitely. And I'm not even the one who started it. The one who started it is Shlomo Hirsch. She gets all the credit. And it's just rewarding. We have a very amazing team. And it really, really clicks. And Baruch Hashem, we're getting very, very successful. And there's a lot more things in the works. And just to be able to connect to Sodom Rabbanim, who you always hear about, Rashalom Rasner is somebody who I never dreamed I would have a catcher with, from Rev Sachs Zasal, who is such a profound individual, somebody who definitely has a big part in my Judaism and my religious observance. To get a message from him when he was diagnosed with cancer, I want to get my Torah out. Do you mind if I send you some shortcuts, to the point that after he was Nefter, there were three more shortcuts that we had, and we asked Elaine, his wife, what do you want to do with him? She's like, send it out. It would be a nechama, and that want it to be scrapped. So that was definitely one of the most tear-jerker moment. So there's definitely, and I'm not someone who's necessarily the face of any organization, and this is why I think this is so important, because you'll have people who are very, very behind the scenes that work very hard. Like, you would never know that I was on Eitan Berlin's team, and who else is on Eitan Berlin's team, because we're all very quiet, very behind the scenes, and very much want to do so. You wouldn't know who's on Nachi Gordon's team in Meaningful Minute. You wouldn't know who's on Yaakov Klein's team in LPI if he has a team. You wouldn't know who's on the team of Torah Anytime. So to really speak out as somebody who's very involved, who's very quiet and very hush-hush, I think it's very important to get that inside what really happens every day. And I would say 3 to 4 hours every day, just WhatsApps back and forth with periodically during the day. This looks good. This is with our video guy, who is amazing. I don't know if he would give Rochelle for us to shout him out, but you know who you are. It's been a roller coaster of a ride, and you know, it's just been two Shabbat. We've been, you know, two Shabbat just ended. I guess I just gave it away that it's Thursday night, but two Shabbat just ended, and you know, just like the tree, we keep growing and growing, and if we know our roots, know where we come from, it's definitely a way to grow.
That's good tying it into Tu B'Shvat today.
So
also, just one last thing, I mean, it's great how much, like, just how much Torah you're spreading.
After we've been over the discussion of the discussion of how you got into the WhatsApp world, how do you get into design and editing?
That's a good question. So, my dad is a programmer. I'm not saying I don't do coding also, I do. I'm one of those guys you want to watch out for. But, there's something special about design and editing. It really makes people's days, and the same I feel with quotes, and the same I feel with chat attack, there are people who will even use that chat group just as an outlet to talk when they're down, or when something's happening. And you know, I just feel like it's a way, like Yosef Reedon, who I'm sure has been mentioned before, I think you were brief mentioned him recently, he's on the Ultimate Matchup group. His birthday was today. Was yesterday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we made me and a few guys got together and made a video for him and editing of it. I actually did it together with Ari Weber, who is a great editor. And the editing of it, it was just so rewarding putting it together. The guys were involved. It was exciting. It was exhilarating. And I think that's why I like graphic design. It's just exciting, exhilarating, makes people's day. And I think that's why I chose that pathway.
Right. So we usually like to end off the episodes with what's
again standard Mayor's memes.
Yeah.
Drill.
What's your favorite quote and why?
Wait, even though technically he said his favorite quote in the beginning, or he said a favorite quote.
I didn't.
So yeah, we're double dipping.
I didn't say a quote. I said an expression. There was a difference.
Sure, fine, fair.
I can't pick one. I can't pick one. I'll say for different genres, and I'm gonna get back at you, Noam, by the way. One of my favorite quotes has to do with my favorite season, which is the season of autumn. And
so we got two icebreakers in there.
Yes, we did. Although, let me just look up the exact expression on my computer. Stavro Weinberg from Oraita is actually also a cool speaker, turned it into a song. But it's such an amazing quote, which is, I guess it's more of a phrase. I guess I'm cheating, but
we got two of your favorite phrases, not quotes.
No, this is going to be my favorite quote. I'll tell you my favorite quote, but it's really more than one quote because it's different quotes. First part, this is actually in the Kutain Moran. Don't be afraid of falling leaves. Dried out from the sun and blowing wind. All of their colors are changing to gray. And the rain joins in to shake off the last ones, which is really a mirror of what autumn is and what Hashem's creations are. Don't be afraid of falling leaves dried up from the sun. You know, all the colors are changing to green and the rain grows in. But if you realize that a rain is Gishmei Baracha and that we daven, you know, Ashiva Luachim Rita Gashem, it has such a deep yesod. And there's another one, which is Fachim Mishabata Amachanim Astuchan. This is a quote from someone who is no longer alive, but I consider him a rabbi, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the founder of YU, founder of Modern Orthodoxy.
He didn't found YU.
No, I said he was one of the proponent, one of the mainstayers of Modern Orthodoxy.
Totally, yeah.
And the Rosh Hashiva of YU, and someone who was definitely one of the Gedolei Adar. I know I'm probably going to get shot for saying that, but someone who definitely was a Gedolei Adar and had a lot of influence in the world. One of his, in his famous book, Man of Faith, he has a quote. It is Parchim Shabbat, Mechanim Al Shulchan, Shabbos from Shabbat or Shabbos. For those who are sitting on the table, their smell is sweet and rotting. Well, what's the mila? It's sweet and rotting. If something is too sweet, it's distasteful. It's too sweet. If something is rotting, it's too rotten. But the journey of life, mehalev, lemala, lemata, lemala, lemata, the heartbeat, the beat of a heart goes up and down, up and down. How do we know a person alive goes up and down? It's never straight. It's always going up and down and up and down. And that's how you know life is alive. So yes, the smell can be sweet and rotten, but that's what life is. Things happen. You know, this COVID-19 thing is rotten. It's terrible to be warm to mouth, wearing a mask and shoe, but at least we could go diving. We could go learn. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but it's something. When we notice things going away, as things come back, you really realize the basics of life. And he continues, Nishmati Yota Kavam Yifang Migamalei. My additional neshama had already disappeared, meaning the neshama Yitzela from Shabbat. Avila Minat Elach Avarti Bat Melech. She wandered from the path, Choshar Yimif Koach Rea Alai. This seems depressing, and all of her songs followed after the petals. But if you listen, Ze'otziva Lehasheg Otam Mechadash. This is my favorite quote. Ze'otziva Lehasheg Otam Mechadash. Tamachadash Az Al Tishkach. It's just another reason to encounter life again. Otam Mechadash, encounter new. To start off new, Az Al Tishkach. So don't forget that each day is a new day. I just think that's very mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great quote.
So thank you so much for joining us. Have a good night. Hey, thank you so much for joining this interview.
Yeah, that's a great next podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. Tune in next time for the Next Married Meme podcast. We apologize for a little bit of glitchiness. We're not sure. By the time you're listening to this, it might have been overlaid by music because it was glitchiness. We try to make it the best sound for you guys. But remember, we always make sure that all...
As much as people think to the contrary, Mayer cannot do everything. So...
Yeah. So, we're going to try to make an effort. We do make an effort to make it sound nice, but we always try to make it the quality of the actual podcast to be better than the noise, but we wanted to keep that. But so we hope you enjoyed, and enjoy whatever time it is for you. If it's
have a great night,
or whether it's 20,000 in 2027, so whatever time it is, have a good day, good night, good afternoon.
Hey, bye.